And the cake of salted geese is heavy. I think they can pack about 30 to 40 geese in those large ones. And they were very heavy. And they have to be shipping to your factory. And then there are also local people who did the fishing. And at the same time, after they threw the geese and they began to fish. And there were those employees from the Hudson Bay Company, something like a moose factory, and a Kashatchuan, and Fort Severn in the years later, that they began to harvest the geese and the fish. And the fish they harvested, the local people prepare them and preserve them. They make a smoked fish and they make a powdered fish for bimikan. Many people call it bimikan just because something is made. But actually, it's dried meat, and also fish is dried and grounded into a powder. And then when it mixed with the oil or anything else, that's when it's called bimikan. Not before. So that's the stories about these kind of things that happens. And so it was then that things began to happen when the goose hunting camps were established and also the fishing. So the story is centered now into the Winnisk area. Winnisk is one of the finest places for the geese hunting, and the company really benefits from it. All they have to do is bring in one of their staff, an employee, to come and bring the black powder and shells, shots and primers for the gun. And the local people will do the shooting. It was said that a measuring cup of black powder was given to each person and a few pounds of shots. And this cup, they said you could fire maybe 11 shots that you got left after you have shot 5 geese, and that belongs to you as a payment. And when this thing was over, when there's no more way to be able to preserve the geese or to store them away for the shipment to your factory or Fort Sumner, and that's when they stopped. And this man who had brought those shots, and I mean black powder and shots, then now he turns his attention to fishing. He has a net, gill net, and also he has a sea net. And so the local people begin to fish, and the women dry the fish and powder the fish, and all these were packaged and delivered to Fort Severn or either the old factory at the last fine season of the year, that is Indian days. So sometimes the people, the sailors from the old factory were able to come and sail and pick up all these preserved food and take them to the old factory. It was one of those people that were talked about in Winnisk, and these men who worked, they were called fishermen. He who come to fish. Whatever it is, he who come to set a net was his name.